Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show is definitely not safe for work, but in the best possible way. I've got three women in the studio of all different ages, relationship statuses, who are not holding back one single detail about their sex lives. So get ready for graphic details about their sexual turn-ons, turn-offs, their fantasies, masturbation techniques, their best sex stories, their worst sex stories. I mean, we are getting into it. So enjoy the show.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for our goddamn mailing list if you haven't done that yet because we give really good emails. And also, our website is constantly changing and we are updating it every single day. So if you love the podcast and you want to have better sex and relationships, then you should definitely check out our blogs and our videos, which will just be a nice little accoutrement, little accessories, little addition to the podcast. So check that all out. I would appreciate that. And I'm here with Menace.
Hello, Emily.
How are you?
Good, good. We talked about all your New York adventures last time.
Mm-hmm.
We
did the podcast. I've not gotten my ass kicked since.
Yeah, so you have. If people missed that podcast, they definitely have to go back and listen to at least the first 10 minutes because it was an epic fight that Emily got in. Your very first fight, so.
Ever. I've never had a fight. I'm a lover. I'm a lover, not a fighter. So that's never happened.
I got in a
before.
Fight in like high school.
Right.
But you are, you know.
I know. I'm like
a full grown adult.
I'm a full grown adult. But it was funny because half the girls I was with, I was saying, were from New Jersey. They're like, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. It's about time. Like, they all got their ass kicked.
Everyone's
I was like,
very tough and straightforward in the East Coast, you know.
Exactly.
Here, everyone is so passive and in California.
Apparently not me. And it was my fault, in a way. You shouldn't film drunk girls fighting. So.
But it was good content for your website.
That's why. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's content.
Yeah.
I'm all about content. Okay, today's show, I'm really excited to welcome my guest to the studio because you hear me. I give a lot of advice on the show. We answer a lot of your emails, your questions, but I want you to hear it from the people. I want you to hear it specifically from women who have had various sexual experiences. I've met one of them before. I know Harriet. The other two lovely women here, Atara and Chloe, have not met, which is even better because it's like we just can get into it. And we're going to be asking them questions about their sex lives and what turns on Menace too, because I'm sure you have questions.
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy that you allowed me to be on this podcast with you guys because I want to, you know, give a male perspective and
right.
I have a ton of questions.
I know. I'm sure you do.
An honest conversation.
Exactly. You know? Okay, let's start with Harriet.
Hi, I'm...
Yeah.
I'm Harriet.
Hi, Harriet. You're talking to the mic. Oh, you can just like lean to it. You guys are going to be sharing. Okay.
Yeah. Don't be afraid.
Okay. Hi, I'm Harriet. I work in entertainment PR and I'm 28.
Okay. Mm. And okay, let's just look at the names out of the way. Atara. sorry.
Yes, hi, Atara.
Okay, and you are, right, we won't say your age, but like, right, different ages.
I'm ageless.
Ageless and fabulous. And what do you do?
Well, I do two things. I work in movies and television as a costume assistant,
okay,
costumer, personal stylist. And then by night, I am the lead singer of the band Plastic Rhino.
Oh, cool.
Sweet.
Okay, great. That's awesome. Okay. And Chloe.
Hello. I'm Chloe. I'm 25. And I work in reality TV. I'm a producer / casting director.
Okay.
And then by night, I'm actually a comedian.
Oh, so, got it. So this is going to be funny.
I know.
Maybe you'll sing, and God knows what. Okay. Well, and Menace is here. You can find him across the board. Listen to his radio show. The Woody Show. He's on The Woody Show. Do you guys on The Woody Show?
No, yeah.
Yes.
Very cool.
See? He's on billboards all over. We had a listener on the last show who was like, Menace never talks about the fact that he's on The Woody, which we do every friggin' week.
Yeah. The Woody Show. It's a morning show in Los Angeles, Alt 98.7, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10
But he started with me.
But, what?
That's what matters.
I did radio before YouTube.
I know.
But, it's also a podcast, The Woody Show on iTunes.
Right. So we got that down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just freaking get into sex.
All right.
It looks like we're having a slumber party in here because there's also like women like spread about, which is awesome. Okay.
I'm the only guy in here.
Menace's dream.
It's kind of good, right? Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to throw this out there. At which point did you start becoming sexually active? Who would like to start the question?
Me.
At the answer to the question. Okay, Chloe. Go, Chloe, go.
I was a late bloomer. I grew up Mormon. So we weren't allowed to have sex before marriage. Still not. But I lost my virginity when I was 22.
Okay.
So only a few years
ago. Were you in Utah?
Actually, I was living in Tennessee at the time.
Not every Mormon lives in Utah.
I'm just asking.
I'm from Utah. Okay.
Oh,
from
Utah. I mean, they at least have links in Utah.
No,
everyone's
at the time,
from Provo or
I got
something.
It's totally true.
So you grew up, so your family was like you just believe
active.
You went to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do a mission and all that stuff?
I did not. My sister's on a mission right now, so my family's still very active in the church, but I have found my own way in life.
Okay. And did you ever masturbate growing up, or were you told that was wrong too?
Well, we were told it was wrong.
I'm sure you were. Yeah.
Yeah, we were told it was wrong. And I think the first time I like attempted, I was maybe like 17. Like late, very late in life. And then I did it and I was like, wait, that's great.
Right. Like, you're like, how did I not do this before?
Yeah. So, yeah, but we're taught not to, so I was...
Okay.
Yeah, but Emily, you didn't start masturbating until...
20? I never even occurred... I'm the one woman... It never occurred to me. Didn't even know there was an option to masturbate. Like, I don't even know why no one was like, hey, guess
what? By the way.
I think I was super stressed out.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed. Okay, so, Atara.
Yes.
How about you?
I was also a late bloomer. 19. I was saving myself till marriage, and then I gave that up when I turned 19.
Did you have a background up... upbringing that was like a religious background where thought it was the right thing to do to
I was raised Jewish but
I
think that's the one religion where they're kind of like
go for it.
Right, that's why I was like pissed at my mom, like, why didn't you tell me to masturbate? Okay, but you thought you were gonna wait, and then
I was saving myself, and then I gave up on that dream.
Right, got so. It that dream when you're 19. Okay. Yeah. And then what about masturbation?
Oh, well, that's a whole other
what
story.
Time when did you start? Like three? Were you one of those like in the shower?
I was a very hypersexual child, like from since I can remember.
Okay.
And I figured it out pretty young. I think younger than most people figure it out.
Like how old? Just like no. So I've heard five. I've heard everything.
I think I was maybe 6 or 7.
Okay. And you were like what? Touching yourself or in the shower?
Shower. Water.
It's always the freaking water.
It's the water. Yeah.
I took a million. I was a clean child. Like, I don't know why it never hit me in that way. It just pisses me off.
The stream just didn't hit you.
Didn't. Okay, got it. And Harriet.
So I'm going to pull the early card here. And I was about 15 and a half, but it was with my boyfriend. We took each other's virginities. It was all cute.
Okay.
We both had no idea what we were doing, so it was pretty funny.
Yeah, no one does, right? I'm sorry. Do you guys mind saying where you grew up, too? Because...
I grew up in Scotland, and then I moved to Texas when I was about 14.
Okay, so. Got it.
Basically the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Scotland,
Texas.
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, like, coastally, where are you from, Atara?
Born here, Los Angeles, lived all over.
Okay.
Cool. Born here in Anaheim, moved to Utah when I was, like, 8, though.
Okay.
So I was pretty much raised there. And then I moved here, like, 2 years ago.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let's just go. So relationship status.
Definitely single.
Single. Okay, so how are you? Are you dating them?
Yeah. I mean, these girls know me pretty well. I go on a lot of dates.
Harriet,
I use the apps a lot, like Tinder, new app Happn. I'm kind of getting off of Tinder.
Right,
bunch
Tinder
of creeps. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Let's it's become like the Walmart of dating apps.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
So we're moving on to a new app. Dating, I think, in Los Angeles, it's a whole interesting ball game.
It is. Do you ever hook up with guys like have one-night stands on these apps? Because that's what I hear from my guy friends.
Well, being honest, I mean, I've gone out for drinks and then, you know, you get carried away and like, whatever. But I've gone on a few dates and I've actually gone on dates to where guys, I was like, this isn't working out. Let's be friends. And I am still friends with some of those guys 3 years later.
That's great.
Yeah.
But you might have slept with them. Like, you don't, on the first, or
I think two of them.
Okay. Maybe, yeah. My friend actually calls it a Tinder blowjob dispensary because she's like, every girl just gives him a blowjob right away. I'm like, so I wouldn't stop Tinder
wow.
then.
Yeah, I would live on it. Unfortunately, right. I've been in a relationship
for way
the entire
too long.
Time. That Tinder's been available, I know nothing about it. But I encourage my buddies to get on it, and then we'll be sitting at a table. I'm like, dude, you're not on Tinder yet. Let's get you on,
right?
And then we'll sit through the account and get him on, and then like swear within like 5 minutes
he's getting a blowjob in the
they're
car.
They're already talking to somebody right. and getting a blowjob in the
car. That's awesome. I mean, it's not.
It's
awesome.
Crazy.
Use protection. Okay, Tara, what about you?
I am currently in a relationship, so I'm also missing the Tinder bandwagon.
Yeah,
have you been in a relationship for a while?
3 years now.
Okay.
What sucks is they made it so easy. Before, like, you know, you're on MySpace or, like, Friends or Facebook, whatever.
Or you had to, like, pay for an, like, dating
account. Match.com or something.
And all that stuff. But it wasn't... Also, what made it hard was you didn't know how far you're away from each other. You know, with these apps, you're like, oh, I'm, like, 5 feet from somebody I can hook
right,
up with
your
right
penis
now.
Is practically in my mouth.
So, right. Yeah, that's the part that, you
your
know,
your penis is 0.2 miles from my mouth.
Yeah. It's like,
that's
oh,
a good opening that, line. No,
yeah,
don't do
like,
that.
Oh, that girl lives in the next city, and I don't even drive. I'm too young.
Right.
Forget it. But now, like, oh, there's a girl at the same bar. She's willing to hook up.
Right.
And, you know, kind of cuts out the whole weird...
That's
conversation
crazy.
Part and get straight to the point.
That's true. Okay, so you guys have been together how long? Your boyfriend, you said?
3 years.
Yes. Do you live together?
We do.
And how's your sex life? Do you still have sex?
Oh, yes.
Good. Often? Absolutely. All the time?
Oh, yeah.
Good sex?
You have to.
You have to, right?
Eat, sleep, sex, water.
Sex.
Right. And how, no, so tell me, like, how is the sex? I'm sure he's not your first.
No.
No. You've had sex with people.
Yeah.
So tell me about your sex life. What would you say, is there anything you guys are into that was, you know, it's been interesting?
Well, I can say that you really got to keep it interesting.
How do you do that? Give me an example.
Can't be lazy. You just
give them a blowjob on there, right? It's like flowers for guys.
Yeah, you got to still like...
It's like flowers for women.
Blowjob. Keep putting in the effort, like, you know, get dressed up from time to time, get into role play...
How do you get into people make they're like, my boyfriend would laugh if I came home and said, hey, is that a pizza? You know, like, like right? So how do you do that, really? I mean,
it's not for everybody because
yeah, but I like rope. I like it.
It was so funny. I was watching, I don't know, some it was the Jenny McCarthy reality show with one of the guys from New Kids on the Block.
Yes.
And one of the scenes where she had all these candles laid out and she was dressed in, you know, in lingerie and all this stuff, and he opens the door and there's rose petals everywhere, and my girlfriend and I are watching it together. She goes, you would totally laugh at me if you walked home to that. You know?
You would. And you would.
It's like, I would. Oh,
I know, but that's so
off.
You. Like, menace.
I know, but I'm just saying,
but
it's
maybe
not
you'd
for
laugh
anybody.
And then, right, it's not for everybody. True.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, laugh, but then get into it.
But then get into it,
yeah.
Menace.
I mean, definitely don't laugh. But you're like, you would think that would help.
Yeah, because couples, like, we're together too long. Like, people make so many excuses about why they can't spice it up because they've been together a long time in my apartment. So what if somebody laughs? Then you move past it and then you start banging.
Hey, look, I support it. I think it's awesome.
I'm calling a girlfriend.
I want to hear, like, some of the setups.
Yeah, like, give me an example.
Like, well, Batman and Robin.
Like, his favorite is, like, nurse patient.
Right.
So, oh,
so what do you do? Do you, like, a nurse?
Have the nurse outfit, you know.
So do I. Okay,
oh,
tell
nice.
Me. I need some, like, dialogue, though.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'm sleeping with a doctor, one of the guys. But that would probably be so lame because he fucks nurses anyway. It's not committed, but whatever. So
still dress up for him. See what happens.
As a nurse, though, that'd be so lame.
You know,
like,
as a sexy
office?
Nurse. The sexy nurse outfit.
Yeah, but, okay,
it's like
I'm
like a whole
kidding,
other
but,
ball
I mean,
game. I can't even tell.
Tell me what you do.
Put on the outfit. You set the scene, right? I mean, usually, obviously, it happens in the bedroom, but, you know, make
so
it into
the so he comes
home
from work,
office.
Or you're like, hold on. I mean, I really want you to, like...
Oh, I mean, yeah, you know, obviously, sharing the apartment, you know, it's like, hold on, give me 15 minutes. I'm going to run in there and do something and then come in 15 minutes, and you're not going to know what it is, ha-ha, you know, but...
Right, and then you're like, doctor... Or, like, what do you do? Like,
oh, he's usually the patient. So it's like, oh
patient,
how are
right.
you feeling? What hurts? How can I make you feel better?
Right.
Wow.
hot. Okay. And then that's hot, right? And you have like the, you have like the high boots and the short skirt and stuff.
I do then, do the stockings and the garter belt.
It's hot. Guys love the garter and the stockings. That is a, that's belts. A win-win.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you guys do that kind of thing. And yeah.
You've got to put on the heels too. Heels are very important.
Heels. Leave them on. Do you leave them on during sex?
Absolutely.
I know. I hate when guys take them. Like, leave those on.
Take everything else off. Not those.
Take
the
socks off. I paid a lot of money for those.
These are really expensive heels. Don't come in my shoes. Okay.
But guys should always take socks off. Always.
Always. Yeah. Always. It's the biggest turn off.
So it's bad. Awkward if they
like
don't.
I lose my boner. I'm like, why? Yeah. If I had one.
I always lose my bad boner.
Feet. Some guys don't want to take off their socks.
Get a pedicure. I dated a guy with bad feet once.
Oof. Okay, but also like if your socks are off, I'm not looking at your feet. But
true.
If your socks are on, I'm looking at your feet.
Yeah. That's such a good point, Chloe. That's such a good point.
I know I had this radio DJ friend and his like girlfriend brought it up to one of us like off the air. So then we brought it up on air and we're like, dude, we hear you never take your socks off. What's going on with that? And he had, we finally like convinced him, like, just show us your feet. What's going on? And he had like the craziest, like ingrown toenail.
It happens.
It does happen. Yeah. You can get it. You take pills for that, guys. Yeah. If you have those crazy feet, I don't mean to be like, it is a solvable problem. Go to your podiatrist.
No, but also,
right?
Like, think about it. We shave our legs. We get pedicures and manicures. We do all these things for you. If you have ugly feet, you can do that one thing.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Imagine all the money, like, go get a pedicure. Spend. They don't do any of that.
You'll thank us for the pedicure, too.
Let's not forget about the waxing.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about the waxing we do. Exactly. Okay, can we get into... Grooming is a great topic. What do you guys do? Do you... wax, shave, nothing?
Yeah, I usually wax and I have just like a landing strip.
Okay.
But at the same time, I want to do like what they want. You know what I mean? Like if I'm dating someone and they have a preference, then like obviously.
Okay, Chloe,
like,
and you're in a relationship, you said you're dating, you're
single for
single,
days.
Single for days. Yeah. So you have a strip, but you were like, how do you like the strip? And then he's like, I would prefer nothing. You're like, hold on.
Whoosh. Yeah, I can take care of that.
Right, okay.
Take your socks off. I can take care of that.
Right, yeah. Exactly. As long as your socks are off. Okay, got it. So what do you prefer in men though? Do you prefer that they trim?
I don't like. Nothing like I don't like
how much time you spend doing that, right?
Exactly. I prefer just like Manscaped. Okay. Definitely Manscaped.
Trim.
Yes,
absolutely.
Same with you.
Agree with the Manscaped.
Tara agrees. And what about shaving? Trim?
Oh, wax. Absolutely.
Nut bare.
All of it.
Right. It's kind of just easier than having Manscaped.
So much easier.
Because I'm like, oh, I gotta trim the thing. I'm just like,
just
shave it off.
Get it all off. I'm there. I'm doing the pain. Just take it all, please.
Right. It's easier. Okay, Harriet.
Absolutely. Same with the Tara. Take it all off. Wax it off.
Right. But don't you ever like look in the mirror? Maybe this is weird. You look in the mirror and you're like, I look like a 7-year-old.
Never.
I think the first time I got it done, I was like, oh, this is weird. But after a while, I just got used to it.
Apparently, I have to get used to it.
No, I get it. And then you're part of you can be like, you're the feminist, and you can be like, that's a man.
Right, right.
But yeah.
All right. I have two questions, though.
Go.
Not about hair.
Go.
Number one, because you guys seem very adamant that I'm single. Like, is there something going on there, like you do not want to be in a relationship
at all. We're like
secretly
in love with each other.
No.
Well, Tara's in a relationship. Like, what about Chloe and Harriet? That's a good question.
Are you very like anti-relationship? That's what I'm trying to say.
No, in fact, I'm focusing a lot on my career right now, which is good for me because I'm not going to just bang people and be like, bye. Like, I'm focusing on work. No, thank you. In fact, that did just happen. I ironically had sex with a man in an alleyway just a few weeks ago, and I'm not kidding, he like became attached every day, like was contacting
sex in
me
the alley, like who wouldn't fall in love with that?
Very valid. No, but right at the time I was starting a new show and I told him, I was like, hey, I'm actually moving, you know, 30 minutes away, but I'm moving for 2 months, and he was like, what am I supposed to do without you? And I was like, whoa, boo thing. So
right.
That's why, like, just right now I'm like not in a place for a relationship. I'm like, I just would rather.
And you're meeting also, guys through apps and stuff, and
I get
on the street.
So sick of apps. I'll delete them and then I read.
Right, everyone deletes them. It's like throwing away your alcohol and your cigarettes.
What's
you're
the
like,
point?
Wait, and then you go buy another pack.
Yeah. Damn, now I have another question.
Go.
Now
I have so many questions.
Is it a turnoff now that a guy is super into you and he expresses that? Is that like, oh, why is he like so?
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Obsessed with me.
For me, know? No. It's not a turnoff, but it's also like, I am very blunt about it. Like, if we're going to sleep together, if we go on a date, I am like, okay, I'm not looking for a relationship. We can have sex, we can do that, but I'm not looking for a relationship. So then if he becomes like, oh, but are you sure? Like, you really don't want one? I'm like, I told you from the beginning. You know what I mean? Could be just not the right people.
Because you hear about those games like, oh, guys don't, you know, they can't tell a girl that they really like them because then a girl knows that she's in control and blah, blah, blah.
No.
And then they become disinterested.
I see that, but I'm personally not that way. In fact, I'm sometimes more of the man in the relationship where I don't call them, they call me.
I totally got it. I've been there. And it is kind of like the thing, and it's you want what you can't have.
Yeah. No, it's totally
And true. I've always been like that. It wasn't a game. I've never really wanted the relationships that I've been in. Right. I like spend half of them trying to get out of them. And so, but then you find that the guys always want more.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I focus on my career.
All right.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Me,
why do you hate guys?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I definitely, you know, I'm open to the relationship. Uh-huh. I date around. Usually the second date in, I'm so bored. The conversation's dull. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, they become needy. They call you and text you. And it's I can't handle it. I'm very independent.
Is it because you use apps and you pretty much know everything about them already? And you already have the pre-conversation?
You Google them and stuff?
Probably. No, I don't Google.
You don't Google before the date?
No.
Do you guys Google before?
It depends. But here's the thing with a conversation where you feel like it's dull. That's the bummer of dating apps.
Yeah.
Is you're just chatting, you're chatting, you're chatting. You know everything about them before you've even met. That's why I really love it when a guy, like, you're chatting maybe a day, and then the next day he's like, Friday 7, be there. Like, let's make a plan.
Right, let's make a plan. I agree. I don't think that you should chat for more than like a day or two without making a plan. I hate the 2 weeks of text.
Oh, that's just too much work.
That just sucks the life right out of me.
I know. I was once talking to a guy from Tinder. I'm not kidding, like 3 weeks. I happened to be out of town when we met.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was coming back, we were going to hang out. I didn't want to when I got back. I knew everything about him. I was like, what is the point? So we still have never met. And like, I didn't see the point.
Because that's kind of the fun, the newness when you meet someone. One asks the questions. You're like, I already know how many sisters you have. I saw your trip to Hawaii and your Facebook page. Like, it doesn't matter. So, another question?
Okay, the other question is, and I think this would really help a lot of guys because this is like the holy grail question for every guy. Offline, when you actually see a guy in a bar or maybe you work side by side with them, what is the indicator that you like them? Because guys are totally stupid and they don't pick up on any signs. Like, what are the signs that you're giving that you're into me?
I think it's different.
We'll be really overly talkative, obviously. Girls, girls aren't like shy like guys are.
Yeah.
Girls are, we'll be forward. If a girl likes a guy and she's into a guy, you're gonna know.
Yeah, but how are you telling me without saying that you want to go out with me?
Like what is her body language?
There'll be some nonchalant touching of shoulders.
See, guys are so dumb. They're like, oh, she's just really nice to me. She doesn't really like me.
Are you sure guys are that dumb? I'm pretty sure this usually
menaces.
Like,
We used to talk. A lot of guys. We used to talk about this in the show. Yeah. That they're not great at reading signals from women
at all. And then I would say also, it's like, all right, then if you're a guy and you go for it, and they happen not to be into you, and they are just really nice. So you know what? You're not going to die. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. So you should go ahead and take the shot.
Right. That's true. Because guys,
I would like, you know, some clear signs. And if you have clear signs that you can share with us, that'd be awesome.
Well, what for you would be a clear sign?
Yeah. Get on your knees and put on your hands and give him a blowjob.
Are you going to need me to just bend over? No. Like, front of you.
I don't know. Like, how... Maybe, I mean, do you ever say, like, hey, we should go out sometime?
Do you guys ever ask guys out?
All the time. I never have.
So
offline, though, without an app, because it's much easier to do it online instead of face-to-face.
Actually, Chloe and I have a funny story from the other night. We were sitting having a glass of wine at the bar, and I was like, oh, Chloe, that guy's really cute. I was like, I think he's really cute. Might have had too many glasses of wine, but So Chloe wrote him this little like cheesy little poem, and just like our friend who's a bartender, we're like, pass it over to that guy. He read it, looked at us, and just did not know what to do. Walked and smoked a cigarette, and
especially because there were two of us, so that was intimidating. Yeah.
But he just did not know what to do, and so later on, I was like, hey, did you not get that note that we sent you? And he was like, oh my god, I thought you were just kidding.
I thought you were messing with me.
No, I do it all the time. I think there's something to be said about a girl stepping forward and like, if I like you and I'm giving you the signs and you're not getting it, like, okay, here I come.
Okay.
So I, a lot of the times out a bar, cute, flirty, I'll put pen to a napkin, write a little poem and be like,
that's a great idea.
Either like find me on Instagram, or if I'm like really comfortable with it, I'll leave my number. Like multiple times I'll just be like, save this for a rainy day, and then leave my number.
Have they called?
I would say 90% of the time I get a phone call. Because it's something different.
Right. Because most girls don't.
And it's blunt. You know what I mean? Like, they know.
I just totally support that. Obviously, I think more women should do that.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee
I agree.
You,
we encourage it. I encourage it all the time. It's on my bucket list. I'm going to write a poem.
You, there's a bunch of guys that want to talk to you, but they're just like.
Yeah, they're terrified. Yeah,
well, especially if we're in a group of girls. Mm-hmm. That's hard to approach. So,
but there are the guys out there that prefer to do the chasing. And if a girl is too forward with them, it's like, mm-hmm. game like,
you
over.
Took away my hunt.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. Okay, I got to get into sex here because we promised some sex.
Okay, dude, enough of the dating. No.
Well, I want
to
know.
Sex. I'm just trying to help some guys out. Jesus.
No, we talk about the dating. Okay, can we just get into sex? I want to know about your orgasms. Okay. I want to know who orgasms during intercourse.
Okay, so Chloe, hey. I have only had an orgasm through sex twice.
In your life, okay.
In my life. So that's why I turned to masturbating, because I'm like, I want an orgasm. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I also think I'm not as experienced as a lot of people. I don't really have time to experiment, that kind of thing. So that's like on me. I really honestly wouldn't.
But how? Okay, so when you masturbate, do you use a vibrator or do you use your finger, your hands?
Some of both. In fact, like a couple weeks ago, my vibrator broke, and I was like, "Well, shit."
Oh, come by our office. Hello.
Done.
I hate like that's so sad. That's like hearing like about like an abandoned child or something. Like, I want to save you.
And because
I want you to come to my office and take a vibrator.
And because I'm working so much, I don't have time to get another one. So okay, last night I was like, I just want a vibrator. And then I did not want.
Come to my trunk.
I guess hop on Tinder.
Check out.
But here's my question. So during intercourse, so that you don't have one. What about what if they go down on you?
Yes.
Every time they go down on you, you can?
Yeah.
Or finger?
Yeah.
So do you have a G-spot orgasm, a clitoral orgasm?
I think it's more like clit orgasm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
For
now,
me.
During intercourse, do you ever just take your fingers and like put them on your clitoris and then you could have an orgasm that way?
A couple times, but I'm not going to lie. Like when I'm in the moment, I'm like enjoying it and I'm okay.
You're okay when you don't have one.
Yeah.
Do you ever fake it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because it is true, when you're newly with a partner, it's harder for women to orgasm with a new partner.
It just is.
Like, we're not going to orgasm with you in the first night.
It's
and if I ever have, I'd probably fake you. I don't fake it anymore.
Yeah. But it's
but
not
I probably
a,
did.
It's not a bad thing. It really is just our body, like, getting used to. For me, anyways, I definitely hold back in that aspect. There are a lot of people where it's like, oh, no, first time, every time, that person, no matter what. But
right. Some women are just more. It's true.
I have to get used to that person.
That's true. That's true. And guys, don't trip on it, because. Would you guys all say that sex is still good when you don't have an orgasm or not?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
It's still sex.
And what about you, Atari? You've been in a relationship for 3 years.
Yes.
And what's your orgasm? How do you orgasm?
Dramatically.
loudly.
Very, very loudly, unfortunately.
That's not unfortunate.
Well, the neighbors don't like it.
Wow. Yeah, I used to have that in
San Francisco. Do they slam on the walls?
No, you know,
what do they do?
You live in Los Angeles. There's a lot of neighbors around, and
you walk out to the mail the next morning, and they just look at you a little bit weirder. Yeah.
And do you during sex? Intercourse?
Oh, yeah, both
easily.
Yeah, I wouldn't say.
Do you foreplay?
The G spot is not an easy task. That is not an easy one.
That's a whole rigmarole.
It's guys don't get that it takes work.
Which is why it's not a bad thing that we don't orgasm.
Right.
But the clitoral one is easier. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing. No, but
it's easier, but at the same time, it can still, because girls get too heady. We get way, our heads get in the way of what's going on.
Absolutely.
So as soon as that happens, it's like, oh, shoot, I've lost it.
Right. And it's like disappearing orgasm.
Do you talk to guys right away and just like give them directions on what to do?
Well, I do because I'm in a relationship. Yeah. So.
Are you like to the left, to the right? Like, yeah. Like up and down.
The head up.
And so when you're, right. Oh, wait. So let's talk about foreplay then. So do you require, I'll require foreplay pretty much?
I think foreplay is one of the most important things a woman needs to do before having sex. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just not. It's
like he's sticking in his dry boner. You're like, what?
I mean, where the head also gets in the way, it's also beneficial in that regard. I think that one of the biggest things women forget to do and is, well, you know what? You don't even need the guy. Just do it yourself, and then go in, and you're ready to go. And then you're going to have such a better sexual experience.
It's true. Because it's hard for us to switch off our minds like that, because our brain is the largest sex organ, which I've said on every single show. But it is true that if he just comes, guys are ready, we're not. Because foreplay is not a suggestion. It's a requirement.
Yeah, it is.
It should be a law.
So every time you're with your partner three, it should be a law.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass that. Let's put it on the ballot.
I'll see what I can do on my
foreplay? Like, who's the mayor now in Los Angeles?
Let's talk to the creator of Tinder.
Seriously. Yeah, he's in Israel.
Send out a push notification to all the apps.
It should definitely be a Tinder law.
Yes.
Yeah. Tinder is going to rule the world.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but do you find that you had to talk to your boyfriend about it, or he always kind of knew? Because some guys don't know about foreplay. Like, they come around or they don't know.
Luckily, mine was good right off the bat. But there's past, you know, where you're like, hi, I'm here.
And is it oral sex that you like, or is it?
Oh, yeah. But fingers great, too.
Fingers great, too. Yeah. Okay.
Toys are great, too.
And Harriet?
You should have more than one toy, by the way, Chloe. I'm sorry.
Chloe.
I'm working on it. Yeah. I'm building up my
arsenal.
Toy repertoire.
Yeah. Emily had to get storage. Like a storage
I had a storage
locker.
Unit when I moved here. Yeah. Just all sex toys.
I feel like I need one.
It was on Storage Wars, by the way.
That would have been fucking funny.
They were pretty shocked when they opened
the
door.
You didn't hear the story about my housekeeper, but okay, go ahead.
I definitely think foreplay is a must. And I think, you know, guys automatically expect girls to know how to give an amazing blowjob and like totally treat them well, but it's like, sweetie, you don't even know what you're doing when you go down on me. Right. Let's talk about
that. So then what would you tell them to do?
I tell them like, hey, you can use your fingers too. Like, don't be shy. And I totally direct them. I'm probably a bit of a
control freak. Give me an example. Because everyone was different too. So like give me an example of what you would do when you were sober for the first time.
When
you're with someone for the first time, he's going down on you and it's like, he's like going really fast, or he's like,
yeah, I will literally be like, hey, it's okay, you can use your fingers too. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, go for it. Like, do it.
Do you ever say like, oh, too fast, like go slower? Like,
yeah, like totally. It's kind of like coaching, but
yeah. I mean, most men, they go a little fast. I always say go five times slower than you think and you'll be good, because guys go really fast, because if you start getting trying, they're like, oh, that's what they want.
They want the jackrabbit.
Yeah.
Usually they're too hard. Like, it's a nice soft area, you know, you gotta be gentle.
Right.
Be gentle, take your time.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not a race. It's not a race.
Right. So any good oral sex tips that you have for men?
Just do it. Go down on women. I'm not kidding. Like,
they should just do it, and then a woman should really just give them direction so they're not wasting their time.
It's true.
Yeah.
I agree. You know, with women, we are expected to give blowjobs, so we obviously get pretty practice. Guys aren't expected to give oral in return, so they're not as practiced. So I would say just do it anyway, even if you're like really afraid or embarrassed that you're not going to be good, because some girls might not say anything and they'll just keep you down there for 2 hours, you know, and you're like, well, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
But most girls are going to tell you what to do.
Right. Or throw in a toy or your fingers or show them what you like. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And I think it's huge. Like, if you're going down on a girl and she seems like she's not into it, you think you could do better, ask her.
Yeah.
Because then she'll be like, oh my God, he cares. You know what I mean? It's that kind of like, thank you for like taking my feelings into a pit. You know
exactly
what I mean? Putting because that into play.
And then to Menace's great point is that the vagina is the Rubik's cube of life.
It is.
And every woman is different. So how are they supposed to know?
Right.
So
it's an impossible puzzle.
How do you guys feel about blowjobs?
I don't mind them.
Oh, great.
You love it? You love gay Atara?
Oh yeah, I'm a. Well, oh, jeez.
But you're great at it. Just
opened up that door. You did. Let's just say I like the penis.
And you never like
it. It's a beautiful thing. It is.
It's not.
It is.
Ugly.
See?
I think it's a beautiful orgasm. I mean, organism. Like, the way that I'm working, right? That's what it looks like to me. No, like, I think it's a great thing, but also, like, it's a scary thing.
Yeah. Scary how? It's beautiful.
I don't know.
The blowjob scares you?
See, sometimes it does because I'm like, I'm kind of the same boat. We're like, am I doing it wrong?
Oh,
like,
I get it.
Could I do better? And it's not quite the same for a woman to ask. You know, am I doing okay? Because he's like, I could just find the next bitch to do it better. You know?
Oh, we got to talk about this. Well, first, I got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to get a little blowjob tips. And you'll come to my next workshop. Okay, what other pet peeves do you guys have about men? Like, is there anything that guys do that you're like,
God, there's the list is so long.
Go. This is so helpful. But this is the public service announcement.
It is. Listen up, people.
I don't know. Where would I start?
Anything.
The socks thing, definitely. Like, take your socks off. I can't stand that. And I don't even like feet, but I like the socks to be off.
Right.
I think communication. That is the one thing that is important, even in bed, if you're dating someone or whatever. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. And I'll tell you the same. Like, I'll tell you my likes and dislikes. I think it's just as easy as just being like, hey, I really like this. Or I really like, you know, whatever.
Right.
Just tell me. And right. So then I know. I know what to stay away from. I know what to like.
Like balls.
Know.
Like if you.
Yeah. Or like
do you find most guys like their balls touched or not? Like.
I have been with some that super enjoy it, and then I've been with other dudes that it was just way too sensitive, and they were like, no, stay away from there, because I'm going to, like, go immediately.
You're like, cool, I'm out.
I'm right. Like, awesome. So I know if I'm, like, getting bored with sex here, I just play with your balls, and then you're done.
Right, exactly.
And I can go back.
Put his finger on his perineum, like, in the middle. That
exactly. I do that.
You do that, Tara? Tell me.
I do. And it's current one loves it, so it
right.
works.
Right, okay. Not in the, how about in the ass? Do you do it in that?
Oh, ever? No.
But just the perineum, which is like the taint, like not the...
Yeah, like right behind the balls. Just
exactly.
Push up a little
push
bit.
Push it?
Yeah.
He'll come right away. If like, for your blowjobs that you don't like giving, Chloe, or that
give
you're insecure about.
Give me a roadmap. Like, give me a roadmap.
Yeah. I have to say, just because I've never taught a blowjob workshop, but I did teach one recently, and it was... And I had to do a, like... Because I feel like this show's teaching, but when you're teaching, it's very different. I really had to, like, get into it, and it's really... Yeah, I've talked about it a lot, but it is true that it's enthusiasm is number one across the board, being into it, making sure that it's wet and having enough pressure. So like you never want to be like that. You want to make sure it's like you always have the pressure.
Yes.
It's always wet and you're mixing it up using your mouth, your hands. We'll talk offline.
So I feel like I'm pretty good at giving blowjobs. I haven't had any complaints.
Right.
So I feel like I'm okay, but I could definitely get better. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta always get better.
Okay, I've got a whole thing. We'll talk about that.
Can't wait.
Okay, but what is your pet peeve then? Is there anything that guys do or that don't do that you're like, why don't they blink? Like, I feel like kissing, for me, when guys stop kissing after a while, when you're dating for a while, and they just go right for the sex, or even if you just started dating them, and they don't even touch your boobs anymore. I feel like they go right for your pants. I'm like, what?
Yes.
What? My nipples, they're sensitive. These feel good. And they go start unzipping my... I'm like, really? Like, don't you want to see me naked and dressed?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we like. I don't know. I like... That goes back into the foreplay thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I think one thing for me too, like while we're having sex, like, okay, make out, kiss, get into it, yes, and then foreplay. But while we're having sex, especially if it's a long period of time, if the guy just does not kiss me at all, I'm like, I still have a face, boobs, and a vagina.
Right.
Like, you have options here.
Right. You
and they'll like
kiss.
Just go vagina or whatever. And
I agree.
And I feel like that's the only focus, like once they get on that track. It's like, you have so many options. Like, you
right.
know.
Kiss.
I feel like we should get a guy's opinion on this.
On the kissing and the boobs and the stuff.
Why do you skip all that and go straight to the vagina?
Because I think, well, it depends on how long you've been hanging out with each other throughout the night. Because guys, they have no patience. You know, they're like, okay, this is my chance. I'm going to go for it now. You know, and they feel that they might mess it up between now and then of, doing foreplay and stuff like that. You become disinterested.
Yeah, I can agree with that, especially because, like, they do just are their one track mind, and it's penis. And so, once they, like, get into it, they think, okay, she's into it, let's just do it. Like, I'm hard, let's do it. But, I mean, I think it's very sexy for a guy to, like, care about, again, like, my boobs and kissing me and my neck and all that kind of stuff. And so it's going to get me more turned on, so I promise you're going to stay hard.
Exactly, like, exactly. Yeah. You could even be touching his penis at the time or, like, grinding up against it, you know?
Yeah,
like,
and that's
it's not like your penis
times,
is being, like, in the kitchen making
also,
a sandwich.
A
like, your penis is there.
For guys, like, dude, you guys need a pregame. You need to, like, masturbate before you go on, like, a first date and you think that might lead to sex because... again, you're going to be like a 1 minute man.
Right.
There's no way you're going to last.
That's true. Pre-gaming.
You'll be way too excited.
That's true. That's a good one.
And what about like eye contact? It creeps me out when guys just constantly give me crazy staring eye contact throughout the entire thing. I get so uncomfortable and I'm just like staring over here. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Really? They stare the whole time?
Yeah, I've had a couple of dudes like right at my eyes intently.
A lot of guys here that
like it every once in a while, but not the whole time. I would be like, what?
Guys here like that's what you guys want.
No, but it was like solid staring, not even looking away, and it was so distracting. I couldn't even focus on, you know, feeling pleasure. I was like
covering his like,
I was like having to look away, like just I don't know. And then I dated.
But when the guys have the dead eyes, you know, where just like
or like the attempt of bedroom eyes, where they just like awkwardly like gaze at you, and you're like, okay. Like,
and I had that one guy I dated for a little bit, and he every time we had sex, he would say, "I love you," and be like, "Give me eye contact," and I was like, "Ugh!" I think I ran away.
No,
went to the bathroom and called Chloe, and I was like, "I don't know what to do. This is really weird."
I said, "Get rid of him."
I'm just kidding. Yeah, if he prematurely escalates the "I love you" and stuff.
But the eye contact thing is weird. Just don't constantly stare. Like stare for a little bit and then look away.
Right. And the same thing with blowjobs. Matt, I have a question. Because we always say, look at, like, one of the blowjob tips is, like, look, guys want to see you and, like, look up at them, but not the whole time. So it's kind of like,
I don't
want to look?
No. Jeez, let me
see. He has his own thing.
I already know what he's going to say.
No, I don't think that guys even care about that. They're just happy that you're giving them a blowjob.
That's not true. I had a guy just spell out his fantasy to me. Sex.
The effing guys you hang out with are disgusting.
Can I tell you?
But the guy.
No, they're not.
I'm saying the normal day to day guy, they don't care. They're happy that you're getting
blowjobs. No, they're happy of giving you a blowjob.
I'm out with guys with freaking.
That's such a lie, man.
Ponytails and leather pants.
He's lying. I've never dated a guy with ponytails.
We work it.
We've all been in the rock and roll phase.
No, it's not the rock and roll phase. This is like the weird. That's such a lie, man. Swinger sex guy.
Menace, so like, I've never dated a swinger. You just mixed your whole. Menace does think that every swinger has a ponytail, which is partially true.
Which I do.
But I've never been with a swinger.
I know, but I'm just saying the type of guys that you're having conversations
with. Okay, but can I just tell you something really funny? On our last show, this just popped in my head. You were saying to me, did you, when I was in New York, you're like, did you have hook up with any exes? Did you have sex? And I had to think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
I did not. Right. However, I have a friend that I used to sleep with in San Francisco all the time, who now lives in New York. We don't sleep together anymore. I've known him for years. And I saw him. Chloe started reminding me. Our friend was like, did you guys ever have sex? I'm like, we did have sex, didn't we? Like, I knew we had sex, but I remember he goes, you don't remember we had sex in the alley on Mission Street in San Francisco? What? And I was like, we did.
Apparently it's life-changing to them. Right. And we're just like, it's another like, day in the office.
Because we've been friends for like 15, like we are still good friends. And I know we had sex a few times. He's like, and in my office in the elevator, I was like, whoa, I totally spaced. Yeah. So yes, I had sex in the alley too, and it was hot.
It was hot.
Apparently I forgot.
No, it's just like punch in, punch out, you know, for her.
Do you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, right. Do me. Speaking of
for
do
him,
me.
It was an amazing experience. Real quick, you didn't even see, you cut me off. You didn't even let me answer the question. I think it was just like with guys' blowjob. A lot of the guys that I talk to are happy that you're just giving them a blowjob, so they're not really tripping that you're looking up at them while you're doing it. Okay, whatever. But the other thing is just it's suction. You know, like, when you just actually just have it in your mouth and it's floating around there. And
like vacuum?
Yeah, it's just like.
It's that's the pressure part I was talking about, but that's a better way to put suction. Like,
just some suction. That's it. And then everyone.
You don't want it to be
guys
rough.
Guys are happy.
Floating in your mouth. They want to feel it. Because you think about it, you want to mimic their hand or your vagina.
Right.
Yeah.
The tightness of that.
You can't mimic my vagina. It's literally perfect.
So, you can make a fleshlight about it.
And then the one last thing, on a guy's point of view, the only thing that I think is a pet peeve, and it's not even a sexual thing, is at least on the coast, I think women are kind of rude.
In what way?
Compared to like when I travel through I always say about the Midwest, like when you travel through the Midwest or the middle of the country, it seems like even if you're not like trying to hook up with the girl or anything like that, they're just nice to have a conversation with. You know, I find on the coast when you're just being nice and cool and trying to say hello to a woman or just have a conversation because you're in the same space, some of them can be extremely rude and just like blow
you're
you
just saying
off.
In like, general, like if you're like
the eye roll and just like walk away thinking that immediately the guy wants to get in your pants. Like, no, you're like, you're 5 feet from each other. You're trying to be, you know, nice.
That's so funny because I'm the person where like if I'm out and I'm walking and I'm passing somebody who's walking their dog.
And I'm not making a blanket statement that's like all women.
No, right. But I feel the same way like for me, I smile at people as we pass by the street, and I get the weirdest looks. I'm also not from here, and so I feel like I go out of my way to be nice to people, and I feel like people just look at me weird. So I'm like, oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, it's so. It's weird. I don't know.
No, I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So girls should be nicer.
Just be nice. If a guy's talking to you, whatever. I mean, if he's like being creepy and rude, then definitely like blow him off and give him the eye roll. But if they're just, you know, striking a conversation with you, there's no reason just to
go straight to sex.
Just walk away.
All right.
And not say anything to them.
Yeah. I see. That's all. Okay. That's good. Good advice. Everyone should be nicer to everyone. Can't we all get along? Jesus. What were you going to say, Atari? Look, you had something to say.
I think it really depends on where you are. Like, if you're at the coffee shop and some guy's just like, hey, and you're like, oh, hey. If you're at a bar and some guy's like, hey, how are you? I'm pretty sure that the bar situation, that guy has sex on his mind when he's saying, hey, how are you? Whereas a coffee shop, it might just be like, oh, what's going on? Do you have the time or something like that?
Even if he does, you just want to shut him down immediately or what?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, girls get into that mindset when they're in those kinds of situations. So, yeah, you probably are going to get shut down if the girl's not into it right away. And don't take it personally. It's just the situation where you are and the interaction that's going on. And obviously, you know, a dance club, a bar is a...
It's hard not to when guys are coming up to you. You just want to be polite, though.
Girls, you know, we get dressed up.
Take the drink that they offered you and then tell them.
Oh. We obviously get dressed up.
I'm not. I mean, drink.
We look a certain way when we go out to those kinds of places. We know the kind of attention that we're trying to attract. And then when we finally get the attention, we're like, oh my God, what the hell?
Yeah.
Right. Girls are crazy. I know. I know. We're crazy.
What do you guys... were you going to say anything, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. I'm super chilled out. I talk to everybody, even at bars. These two girls know me, and I'll be like talking to a guy, or a guy will talk to me, and I'm just chilling, chit-chatting. Mm. Most of my friends are guys, so I'm very comfortable. And these two will be like, you know, he was hitting on you, right? I'm like, no, he was just being nice. Like, we're just having conversation.
But even if they're hitting
on you,
I do
that too. I'm always really nice to guys. I'm from the Midwest. Yeah, no, I talk to everyone too.
I mean, we're all nice people in this room. I'm just saying there's a lot of girls out there that will shut you down immediately. Just don't take it personally.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question on masturbation. Do you guys fantasize, or during sex or masturbation, do you guys have fantasies that you think about?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Tell me. Go. I want to hear.
You want to go first?
No, please. Go ahead.
Well, I will either like have fantasies, or I'll like watch porn and get in the mood.
Okay, both. Let's talk about the porn you watch. Either one. Fantasy first.
Okay, fantasy first.
When you're not watching porn.
I think the one is just like a guy coming in and just, you know, throwing me up against the wall and like pulling my hair. And, you know, I don't like some gentle sex.
Right.
Like, no.
Being submissive, because it's that feeling the guy wants and has to have you so bad. Just like throw you on the bed.
Yeah.
That's what guys want to do, but they're afraid. They don't know that you want that.
Just do it. Well, but don't like auto-erotic asphyxiate. What is it?
You got to see how she's feeling, though.
Yeah,
but I often feel that guys, when they like meet a very strong, independent woman, they're like, oh, this girl wants to be in control in the bedroom.
No, it's
And a lot of the times I'm like, no, I'm controlling in my life and I'm very outspoken. But in the bedroom, I want to feel like a woman. Like, I want you to pick me up, throw me around, and just, like, do whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fantastic.
I totally
turns
think
me
a lot.
On 100%.
Now, when you're doing that, are you picturing the face of someone that you're into, that you've been with, or is it like a blank?
It is just like a canvas. Like,
that's
right. Just, you know, it's whatever I'm feeling like that day. I could have just, you know, watched a movie and I'm like, oh, well, that actor.
Put his head on
there. Like, put his on this body and like whatever.
And then what about porn? What kind of porn do you watch?
I usually like just like watch it on my phone because I'm too lazy to like get out my computer and like, you know, do that whole thing.
Right. No. But what do you like? Yeah. What scenarios?
I think pretty much like everything, like anywhere from like threesomes to like even like girl on girl, like whatever. When I first started watching porn, I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. And I felt like really like dirty. I think the first time I watched porn, I was like 22. And I like had to like ease into it. And now I'm like, oh, that threesome looks fun, whatever. And I'll like just click it on and watch it. And it turns me on. It might not necessarily be something that I'm into personally, but watching it, I've been like, oh, okay.
Is it usually two girls and a guy?
Yeah, or the other way around.
Have you had a threesome?
No.
Okay. Do you want one?
No.
Okay.
No.
Atara, what do you fantasize about?
I think because I was allowed to watch inappropriate movies from a young age.
Jewish.
So I got so I got introduced to like sex scenes in movies. So I'm very turned on by sex scenes from movies. So I will go back and like replay like really hot sex scenes
in your
movies.
Mind.
In mind, or I'll find them, you know, or like so actresses, actors,
like what?
Full frontal stuff. Like I will go find that, and that's like,
can you give me a scene?
Gets me in the mood.
Classic scene or something?
Okay. Well, Ava Green. Do you know who she is? That stunning,
I don't know any
absolutely
celebrities.
Stunning, beautiful British actress. She was in a movie a long time ago. Oh my gosh, what was
it's
what
okay.
is it called? It's set in the 60s. Anyway, she's full nude. There's a lot of sex in it. I think it's called The Dreamers or something like
okay.
that. It's absolutely amazing. And it's so a great movie.
Have you been with women before?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. dun, dun, dun. And so you think about you. So you Who watch like romantic, like women, like we like the plot. So it's not porn necessarily, or do you also watch porn?
So no, yeah, I'll tune into porn, but I think I like the storyline that goes along with it, which is why I think
the
I
plot.
Like to find the movie.
Female friendly porn is like the
right.
plot, right?
But there's guys too. Michael Fassbender, Full Frontal yep. in his movie. I mean,
I do know who that is.
Hello,
I need to watch what? Your movies.
Hello.
And then, are there fantasies that you have had that you want to try that you haven't yet?
Porn wise, I'll go and I'll watch like amateur orgies, and I think maybe it's because I kind of want to like be in an amateur orgy.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one day.
You could totally do that. I get invites like every day in my life.
I don't know if I'm ready yet.
She hangs out with orgy guys all the time.
Apparently.
It's the ponytail.
You gotta bring a lot of hair rubber bands and stuff. Get, like brushes. Orgies, good. Let's work on that for you. Chloe, fantasies? Porn?
I don't really have any. And I think
it's okay.
I'm
a lot
not,
of women.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm not experienced as like I should be or that I want to be.
Don't shit all over yourself.
No. Listen, I have shit to learn, okay?
Right.
It's true. But growing up Mormon, porn is like, no. Like, porn ruins marriages, all that stuff. I actually like had a personal experience with it ruining something. And so.
Like what? Like the way he watched too much porn, the guy you were with?
Family.
Oh, family. Got it. Yeah, okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
But what's weird about it is now that I'm like discovering porn and watching porn and I like it, I don't feel bad about watching it, but I just discovered it later in life.
That's
I think
good.
It's a very natural thing. And I don't
Absolutely.
Think, I also think it can help you in relationships. You know what I mean? Like find out your fantasies, watch porn and then be like, bro, boyfriend,
right.
let's try this.
Exactly.
You know
I tell couples all the time, just sit down, grab a seat, watch some porn together, like, or lay on the bed and see, like, that's hot, baby, let's try that.
Absolutely.
Because couples have such a hard time communicating with each other about sex that I'm always like, bring in a third party.
Yeah.
Couples listen to my podcast together, or they'll watch porn, they'll buy
Absolutely.
A book, whatever it is.
Oh, but man. It's funny because she keeps on bringing out the Mormon stuff. So half my family is Mormon. I've just never been really close. It's like my extended family.
Right.
So it's never been really close. But my best friend in high school was Mormon. His dad was the bishop of the Mormon church. So anytime they got in trouble, I would just take the fall for it. So
because you were the non-Mormon.
Yeah, I was the non-Mormon.
So it had to be your fault.
Yeah, it was always my fault. So one time they got caught with the Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee sex tape. Mm. And of course, it was my tape, even though it wasn't.
Right.
So I had to sit down with the bishop and talk to him on how it was bad to bring that over to the house, even though it wasn't mine. And then one of them like dropped a condom in the house, and then that was mine, and I had to have a talk. And I'm like, dude, I can't keep on taking the fall on this stuff. It's terrible.
Hopefully you don't anymore.
You know?
Hopefully
right.
And they were
They've
banging,
got some
they
balls.
Were banging left and right, and I wasn't even getting laid. It sucked.
Dude, I know. We've made up for it. Okay, do you guys have any... I have a question for you. What do you wish guys... Is there any one thing that you wish guys understood about women that they don't? Or if you could tell them one important thing about sex, what would it be? This is the public service announcement part.
One important thing about sex.
Or about women that they get.
Don't make a big deal out of it. It's just sex.
Oh, God.
Have some fun.
It's a good one, Tara. Thank you.
Especially because I think now in this day and age, like, I really can have a sex with a guy and have no feelings for you. And a lot of guys are like, oh, well, I rocked her world. She's in love.
They always assume that.
I'm
that every
not.
Girl's attached, mm-hmm. right? That
yeah.
she's, like,
yeah.
like planning the wedding.
Yeah, especially because I'm a very blunt person and I will go into it just saying, like, I'm not that into you. Like, we can have sex or whatever. And then it seems like they're like, wait, are you sure you're not into me? Like,
it's always the guys that you aren't, though. But what about, have you ever had gone out for the bad guy that isn't into you and then that hurts?
Oh, yes.
I don't think I have.
Every time.
Actually.
But not this relationship, right?
This one finally stuck around.
That's good. That's really good. Okay, what do you say? Any messages for me? You're like, why does this keep happening? What guys should know this?
First off, I think that guys should not be intimidated if a girl's friends are majority guys.
That's a great
Girls
one.
And guys can totally have platonic friendships. And it's, you know what I mean? That really bothers me when I go on dates.
You might have been in an alley every once in a while, but yeah, you know, you're not best friends.
But I would say, like, tell me what you're into. Like, if you want to, you know, you're like, oh, I saw this on a porn, or I saw this. Like, I really want to try it out. If we're close and we're dating for a while, like, screw it. Let's, like, try it. And if it, like, falls apart and it doesn't work, we can sit back and laugh and have a funny story out of it. It doesn't have to be, like, fully serious all the time. Like, have fun with it. It's sex. You're supposed to have fun.
That's great. That's totally.
And go down on me.
Go absolutely. Down on me. Go
don't be
down
scared of it.
Town.
Don't be scared about it.
I totally
don't
agree.
Don't worry. Emily preaches that for you ladies every single podcast.
Every single day. That's all. Okay. And then any favorite, how are we doing here in time? We're good? Okay. Any favorite, like, sex toy or product? Or I know we got to get you some.
I got to learn.
Okay. Any sex, we said you use toys, Tara?
I mean, the rabbit is, you know, this standard been around.
This is your new rabbit. I guess the intensity.
I seriously,
the little bunny ears.
I'm gonna get you guys one. Right. You like the, because it has clitoral stimulation and G spot.
Yeah, definitely.
What's
I have
it called
this
again?
One little ball.
The intensity.
Thing. It's like a little silver egg? Bullet. Is it a bullet? I think that's what it's called.
The little bullet vibes.
Yeah,
those are awesome.
Great for travel.
Yep. Those are awesome for travel.
Yep.
See, I do like my rabbit. I definitely, and then I have the little egg thing, and it doesn't require batteries. You just charge it, and it's perffect.
Wow.
It's
who like, makes it? Is it
it's
like,
a little, like the little egg thing. It looks like a little egg shape.
I heard
and
those
it's got, like,
it has a battery. It does have like a string with a thing, like remote control.
No, you like just like plug it on a charger.
Oh, it's probably Jimmy Jane.
Think
maybe.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's great. You can like charge clitoral. It up, and then if you're clitoral,
you guys are clitoral girls. Oh, wait, G-spot, real quickly. Do you guys G-spot orgasms?
Yeah.
You said you do.
I've had them.
You, Tara, and you have?
I've had them, few, but I've had them.
But you can like work on it too. Yeah. The thing is, don't be afraid to bring your G-spot toys in and show them what you like, and then you can move around on its penis that way, perhaps. It'll happen. It didn't happen
well,
for
no,
me.
Well, no, and I think that's a great thing. Like, I think guys would like that.
Huh?
I like us going into the room and being like, this is what I want. Let's do it.
Yes.
You know? Take control.
Just freaking
do
something.
It. Okay.
I remember the first time
guidance.
Where I thought I got the G spot orgasm. It was really confusing. It like the it's first like, time it happens, you're like, what was that? I'm not sure, because it's like this whole other sensation inside that, and you're like, wait, but it's not as intense as the clitoral.
Right.
So you're kind of like, was that it? Or did I need to keep going? It's kind of confusing.
It
so
is,
like
can
you
be
said, you
confusing.
Gotta work,
you got to work at it. It does.
It.
Some people it comes naturally. Some people you got to work at it, but it's worth the work. Okay, you guys, thank you so much. Harriet, where people can find you, or we're not going to get into that.
I guess just my Instagram.
Ooh,
I think it's
like it.
At HarryDuncan87. Harry as in HARRI.
Okay. Not as in Harry. Because we already know she's not Harry. Okay,
Harry
Tara.
Plastic Rhino. At Facebook, you can like our page.
Awesome. They're awesome. Band.
Yeah, the band page. Personal stuff is personal, but you can like the band page.
Like, okay, great.
Or if you go on my Instagram, you can find her on there.
Okay, perfect.
So, you know.
And Chloe, Chloe.
I just have my personal Instagram, but I'm trying to get more into the comedy thing, so that would be fun to follow and see what happens. It's just my name, Chloe, but with no E, so it's Chloe. _in the dark.
Okay, got it. And we'll have this all on the website, Sex with Emily. You guys, thank you so much for being so candid and open and honest.
Thank you.
I love it. This was so fun. Menace.
Super fun.
Let's
do more shows like this.
I've been trying. This is what I love. I think this is really
great.
Helpful. And from our listeners, like, let me know what you want to hear and what you think of the show. I feel like people used to give us more, like, now we just get hundreds of questions a day, but also, like, what shows do you like? Don't you like? What do you want more of? We love,
I love shows
too.
Like these. I mean, you and I together, I mean, I love it, but...
Let's do
just
it.
Having, you know, more
we'll do
conversations.
Maybe we should bring more guys
it's
next
more
time
honest
with you guys.
Too, you know?
I know. It's real. Like no, it. But that is about me. You know,
yeah, do one of these with men.
Yes.
We will.
Yes.
I would
next
be
time.
See
yeah.
how much
just
like, thank
the
you so
guys
much.
That she likes.
Balls.
Or what if you had guys versus Matt, like women on the show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have a whole friggin' debate.
There you go.
I love it. Okay. Thank you. Find you at Menace.
Yeah, just Menace on Instagram, MENACE. And then, you know, my baby.
Yeah. My aww. Dog Churro, is that what
yeah, my dog Churro.
He has a new dog on Instagram. It's very cute. He has more followers than like anyone
adorable.
On the planet. Okay. So everyone, please check all my stuff out too. Instagram, it's @sexwithemily, Twitter @sexwithemily, and also facebook.com/sexwithemily. Subscribe to the podcast. We have 2 week. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.